Let's switch over for a moment. For folks who have the ordinance with them, water utilization is in chapter 19. It's on section F, page 13, if anyone is still looking. And Kevin, do you want to hit the three bullet points there? Shall I hit them real quick?
Well, I wondered if perhaps an overview of the structure of the ordinances might not be helpful, actually, to provide some context and grounding. But if you want to just go to the details, that's fine.
Well, let's go ahead. I just follow the... I think we cover all the points. We can cycle back to things we missed.
But is there a question around...
Oh, okay. Why don't you...
I think...
Was that what you were going to
talk about? Why things are...
Well, we've been talking about this for a few months, and folks attending may not be that familiar with the structure and what we're looking at. That was my only thought.
Okay. Sure, we'll go ahead and just, you know, do the high level of 16 versus 19.
Sure. So the proposals that are before you really focus on three primary areas of municipal regulation. Those are zoning, site plan review, and then types of codes that are associated with building and maintaining facilities. So in the two documents you have, Chapter 16 in the Rockland Code of Ordinances is where our site plan review process lives. And that authorizes the planning board to look at new developments, to apply standards to them, and then to give them, in their quasi-judicial rule, a thumbs up or thumbs down. And so some of the proposals that these bodies have been working on relate to the site plan review process, specifically authorizing the review of power generation facilities, which are currently excluded because much of the industrial zone falls within the industrial park, and there's an exception for site plan review there. So we've worked on that, and that's one of the things that appears in Chapter 16. We've also proposed some additional site plan standards there, which we may circle back to in a little bit. The other applicable provisions are in Chapter 19, which is where the zoning is laid out. And zoning indicates where in the city particular uses can be located. It is proposed that the larger scale power generation facilities be limited to the industrial zone, and we offer some changes to the definitions and zoning regulations to accomplish that. And then much of the work has focused on the performance standards, which are found in Section 19.316. And those apply both to new developments and existing facilities. And that's where we sort of get down into nitty-gritty about, you know, water utilization, and that's where that appears. Those are tools that the planning board also uses during its site plan review process to make sure that proposed developments are in conformance with the city's expectations as they're expressed in that ordinance. And so the focus of these two bodies has been really to beef up those performance standards. As Larry mentioned at the beginning of the evening, we don't necessarily have all the tools we need to address these kind of facilities, so our goal is to tackle that and through the topical organization that Councilor Pritchett has referred to.
And just to clarify, I think you've raised some questions. The Chapter 16 piece about the industrial park, that currently any number of proposals can go forward in the industrial park without planning board review. So part of that sentence that has generated some questions is just, it's not permitting anything new, it's just requiring something that's already permitted to be reviewed by the planning board where it might not otherwise be. Now, if you want to hop, I think we're already...
Eileen had a question.
Oh, sure. Eileen Bellick, you take the microphone.
There you go. So just a quick question on this. So you said that it would only be allowed in an industrial zone, but then on Section 19309, exceptions and exemptions, special classes, you have an H that says distributed power generation facilities fueled by other than uranium, enriched uranium, plutonium, solid waste, construction, and demolition. So it seems to me that you've now included it to every place except residential A and AA. Is that correct? That it can be a special exception in any of those zones.
Yeah, that's where the group has tried to distinguish between different sizes and functions of power generation facilities. So the grid scale, the larger grid scale power generation facilities, which are really designed to sell much or most of their power back into the grid, those would be authorized as a use only in the industrial zone. And
what size are you talking about in H? Because it doesn't say.
Sure. I thought it did, actually.
500 to 1,000.
Yeah, so that would be what we've defined as the distributed power generation facilities, which are the smaller scale facilities, often intended for on-site usage and maybe collateral sales into the grid.
So that's the 500 to 1,000?
Yes.
Okay. So intended for offsetting the electricity, not selling it.
Yeah.
But hope for that is that we're not deterring larger businesses from going in a more, green, sustainable direction.
That the size is not here.
Yeah. Clearly, the size would be limited by the size of the business, because the distributed generation is limited to what, a business is going to use on that particular site or net meter to an adjacent site.
So probably my gloss was a little too glossed. So if you look at the first page of the Chapter 19 document, you'll see words and phrases defined, and there we add new definitions for distributed power generation facilities, which are the smaller, mostly on-site consuming facilities.
So those are the ones that would be allowed in other than the industrial zone, but not in A or AA.
Correct. Again, subject to planning board review.
Yeah.
And then the grid-scale power generation facilities would be authorized only in the industrial zone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bella, for the clarification. I think, again, what the planning board realized after council took this up and talking to Dan and Mike was that even down to 1,000 kW, the moratorium was 10,000, and even down to 1,000 kW, there was potential for impacts primarily from cooling towers. And so there was a need to regulate smaller, but in the process of regulating smaller, you didn't want to wind up with essentially banning the Knox Center from putting in a backup generator, which is where that logic would go, or preventing Hera Corporation from covering a roof with solar panels. So the intent was to write a definition that allowed for self-generation by a particular entity. And while those would be in commercial zones, while directing a power plant that's pushing power out to the grid, solely in specific locations.
And that those smaller ones would still be reviewed.
Right.
So that there's still some review of the noise and the emissions and the water and the rest of it.
Right. Yep. Derek, just to have Kevin highlight the water piece, if that's okay?
Yeah, it was just a question in that section.
Well, go ahead then. I'm sorry.
Okay.
In the section in terms of definitions.
Quasi-public uses?
Yeah.
It's on page, it's the opening of Chapter 19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as I understand it, that quasi-public uses means it's an essential public service. And again, back to the power plant that EMI may be bringing to us, that will be sold directly to the grid, as I understand it, with no benefit directly to Rockland. Is that correct?
I have no idea, Jim. I don't know.
Okay. I like that answer.